The citizen board that oversees the embattled Lansing Board of Water and Light convened last night. The body heard from both the public as well as BWL employees and leadership about the utility's response to last month's overwhelming ice storm that knocked out electric power to tens of thousands of people in the Lansing area. Hundreds of citizens are clamoring for an inquiry into the utility. Many have blasted the BWL for a communication breakdown with customers, some of whom waited up to 11 days for power to be restored. But praise for the BWL and its embattled general manager, Peter Lark, dominated last night's session. Lark announced a series of reforms, including a top-to-bottom review of the utility to address many of the complaints aired since the outage. And joining us to revisit last night's meeting is the chairman of the BWL board, Sandy Zirkle.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. Before we get into the series of reforms announced last night, I'd like to ask you about the hours of public comment about the BWL's response and about all the speakers who voiced often passionate support for General Manager Peter Lark. What did you take away from those 3 hours of comments?
I probably was a little surprised at the beginning, but then when I talked to the our employees afterwards, and as you heard, several of them that were on the panel to give us instructions, they were waiting. They had been waiting to talk about that for some time. We try very hard. I kind of moved some of the customers up when we saw the list so that they could take precedence over some of the employees. And as you know, Mr. Lowney had indicated that if they wanted to wait until after to make their comments, they could, but all those employees stayed there. I want to make it very clear that I was in charge of the list, and there was not a single person that had signed up to make a public comment that did not get an opportunity to speak. So everyone got their 3 minutes, including all of our customers that had their concerns and their disgruntlements.
One critic still called last night's session a poorly managed PR stunt. Do you feel that all the support shown for General Manager Lark last night, do you feel that support is reflective of the larger community's attitudes?
Obviously, at this point, there's still, you had a couple of people on earlier, and there's obviously still some concern about how we handled it. So that's not a total reflection, but everyone on the board that sits as the commission felt very strongly that every employee that works at the Board of Water and Light did everything and anything they could to restore the power as quickly and safely as they possibly could, and there was no question about doing that. As you know, the line people were working 18 hours off for six. Actually, it was 16 hours off eight for probably 2 weeks. We brought in all the extra crews to do that, to assist with that. So I know that there is still the disgruntlement, but we are trying to do what we... The communications probably was the worst problem that we faced and the biggest complaint, not letting customers know where the problems were, how they were going to get fixed. The phone system had failed, so people couldn't get through. So that's probably the biggest concern that the customers had, not the fact that we didn't care or weren't there when we should have been. It's just that we had complaints. People saw the trucks going through their neighborhood and didn't stop, or they stopped in front of their house and then left. And there's always reasons for that, and some of that was trying to be explained last night. It's not that we didn't care or didn't want to help that customer, but there had to have been something different with the wires that had to be fixed differently than those that particular truck could do.
Alice Drager, while ago here, yes, on the show, mentioned that your computer system would identify areas that had power restored, but there were individual houses on the block that were still without
Correct.
Power. How did that happen?
It's because it's probably an old system. And Mr. Lark last night explained that he had been looking, put an RFP out for a new OMS system that would talk, you know, show outages in a more convenient, more better way,
or real time
way.
Yeah.
That has not happened yet. He's talked several times that it should be done by the end of the year. That's one of the long term changes that he would like. He's offered up as a solution.
Did you attend last week's special Lansing City Council meeting?
Oh, yes.
Are you taking into consideration all of the intense criticism that was aired then?
Yes.
Okay.
And most of, you know, after listening to it, most of the criticism was just that immediate frustration. It was Christmas. It was cold. People have, you know, elderly people. They have children. They have pets that needed to be taken care of. And some of the answers that they wanted, when could they get power restored, type of things were not being answered, and we understood that frustration. And obviously the outage is over, so that major frustration is over. They still can't imagine why we didn't have the answers, and we are trying to look at putting together some things that will make this never happen again, hopefully.
You voiced support for Peter Lark. Did anything you hear last night lead you to reconsider that support?
No, absolutely not. Peter, from the conversations I had with him and from what I've seen from him in the last 6 years, he is a visionary. He wants changes. He wants plans. His goal, one of the biggest goals that he had when he got hired by me, was to change the image of the Board of Water and Light. If everybody remembers, we had someone that was let go in somewhat of controversy, Mr. Pandy. And when he got hired, he realized that the image of the Board of Water and Light had been damaged. And one of the goals was, when he got hired, was to improve the image of the Board of Water and Light. And from what I've been able to see in the 6 years that he's been with us, that he has done a lot to do that.
Now, he was contrite again last night about his decision to leave town for New York in the middle of this power outage, but it was clear last night that for several speakers, that act in and of itself was unforgivable. That despite the other accomplishments that you allude to and that many others have alluded to that have taken place under Peter Lark's leadership, that is a deal breaker. What do you think?
No, I don't think it's a deal breaker. He's admitted it's wrong. From my knowledge, most of the commissioners have indicated to him that probably wasn't the best decision that he ever made, and he has said that several times. If he had it to do over again, it wouldn't happen. But
do you feel the rest of the board generally agrees with you on that?
Yes.
And they are generally supportive of him at this point?
Yes. You know, realizing that he's owned up and said that probably wasn't, it's probably one of the mistakes that he will have to live with. I mean, that people will not forget this. However, there was never a time that he was not in charge of the Board of Water and Light. He was on the phone, and that was one of the things that brought him back. He said he just couldn't even get off the phone. He realized that he had to get back.
Much has been made of his, quote, golden parachute contract. Can you clarify for us what the severance provisions are in his contract, the payout options, should he resign or be fired?
You know, I hate to say this, but I can't remember exactly, you know, what it is he does. But Peter has told me several times when we've had the discussion about his contract that if the board doesn't want me, I'm just going.
Yeah, but he's going away with a nice sum of money. Regardless of the circumstances, as I understand it.
Yes. I'm sorry, I don't remember exactly what you know, whether he gets 2 years, a year, you know, what is, if that happens.
At one point, Lansing City Council member Jody Washington seemed to suggest that the board needs to take some kind of disciplinary action against Mr. Lark, short of dismissal, I believe, was her point. What do you think of that idea?
I don't know what kind of a disciplinary action that you can take. Peter's salaried, so he, you know, we can't say you don't get any overtime for all the work you, you know, you've put in the last 2 weeks in particular. So I'm not sure exactly what that disciplinary action would be.
Could you reopen his contract, though, and extract what other people would, what, a half a pound of flesh over any of these indiscretions or the trip to New York City? Could you reopen his contract and rejigger that?
I'm sure that we could. However, his contract is up every year, and that is up in June. And so that's something that we will look at. We do a full evaluation of the three employees that we that the board employs at the Board of Water and Light. That would be the corporate secretary, the internal auditor, and Mr. Lark is the general manager. And so every year we do a complete review, independent review. Each commissioner gets to independently review them, and then the numbers are put together as a whole.
Let's we've got to spend a minute or two on these various reforms that Peter announced last night. One that jumped out at me was that the operation management system, the outage management system, the OMS,
right,
that those issues have been addressed, identified and addressed. Now, I'd been led to believe that these have been hanging fire for months, and now it appears they've been addressed in a matter of days. How is that possible?
They've been probably, I wasn't clear on all that. What he's been telling me is that he knew that the system was, old. And he had put out an RFP a couple of months ago for companies to give us a new system. So I don't know whether that was meaning that they are going to, it's there, you know, that they've gotten the RFP, they're going to be able to get it. He's been telling us that the system, it'll take roughly towards the end of this year, but it may be that he's actually able to have purchased or got an RFP for some company to come in and install that system.
And we're just about out of time, but I have to ask you about the review that is forthcoming. Is this going to be an independent review or an inside review? How will that proceed?
To begin with, Peter has told us that he's going to do an internal review, and he's going to hold several town hall type meetings where the clients or the customers and the different elected officials that have expressed concerns can come in and offer suggestions, ask questions, and then at that point he's going to take his staff and put together that internal review. It'll come to us as a commission, and then at that point we'll try to determine whether or not we actually need an external review. From my understanding, the mayor is going to also offer an independent review.
Okay, we have to leave it there.
Sure.
Sandy, I'm awful sorry. I know it was a short night for you, and we appreciate your being here today on Current State.
Yes, it was, and thank you.
All right, we'll have you back. That's our show for today. I'm Mark Bayshore. Thanks for listening to Current State on 90.5 WKAR.